Hello?
Hello, ma'am. Would you continue to serve
with me? Oh,
did we
get disconnected? Yeah, absolutely. I don't know what happened.
Okay, very well. Thank you so much. I'm going to read you two statements some people have made. Please tell me which one you agree with more. First statement says, statement 8, parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own beliefs to limit the books our school libraries can carry. That's statement 8. Statement B says, our school must teach multiple points of view, and banning books both limits children's access to new ideas and marginalizes people whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as Black and LGBTQ+. Which one do you agree with more, A or B?
A.
A, and would you say you agree more, strongly agree with A, or just somewhat agree with A?
I strongly agree with A.
Very well. Let's move on. Almost done, ma'am. Let's try. I'm going to try to move as fast as I can so we can finish.
You're doing
it.
A great job.
I know you. Thank you so much. I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are important for our democracy to survive. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you think is extremely important, 5 means you think is somewhat important, and 0 means you do not think it's important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Quality K to 12 education. How important is that for democracy to survive? From 0 to 10.
8.
Very well. A fair and equitable court system. How important is that for democracy?
A fair and equitable court system?
Yes. How important is that for democracy to survive? From 0 to 10. Fair and equitable court system.
I don't know what you mean by equitable. But a fair one, for sure, like a 10. But I'm not sure what I'm throwing in. I don't know what they mean by sure. I would do 9. Just do 9.
9, right. Correct. I'm supposed to read 100% verbatim. I cannot change anything. So bear with me, please.
Okay.
Affordable health care. How important is that from 0 to 10?
5.
Traditional family values. How important is that for democracy to survive?
For democracy, I would say a 9.
9, very well. Secure borders.
9.
Free and fair elections. How important is that?
9.
A strong military.
9.
9, okay. Religious freedom. How important is that for democracy to survive?
9. I think these are all important. I don't know how they all tie into democracy surviving, though. But
well,
that means
9. Yes, okay, very well. Let's move on. Let me see. Almost done. I have two statements here. After that, we'll be grabbing things up. Okay? Now I'm going to read you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. First one says, America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights may not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope. And if we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents. How much do you agree or disagree, disagree with that statement? How convincing do you find it? How much you agree with it from 0 to 10? 0 means you do not agree at all. So 5 means somewhat agree. 10 means I strongly agree.
And can you reread a part, can you reread it again?
Sure. America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights may not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope. And if we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents.
Yeah, so, I'll do a 5.
5, somewhat agree, very well.
Yeah.
And the second one says, every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future. But sadly, this is not the case for many lower income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind. From 0 to 10, how much do you agree with that statement? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here at like 4.
4, very well, not a problem, ma'am. Let's move on and let's start wrapping things up. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential election in November on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote next year. 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote next year. So what is it, ma'am? 10.
10.
Thank you. Switching gears a little bit now, the last few questions are for the statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
What is the last year? I have a bachelor's degree. Is that what you're asking?
Bachelor's degree. Very well. Thank you.
Yes.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single,
I'm
separated,
married?
And do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
Yes.
Yes, you do. Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I'm very conservative.
Very conservative. Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever? Never?
Once or twice a week. Really like once a week or twice a month, something like that.
Once or twice a month?
I try to go once a week. But sometimes twice a month with kids.
Once or twice a month, would that be correct?
No, I prefer once a week because that is...
Every week, then.
Every week, yeah. Always on the calendar to go every week. But.
Very well. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Suburban, thank you.
Yeah.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
No.
No. Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation and your valuable time, ma'am. Much appreciated.
Thank
Good
you.
Night.
Have a great night. Bye.
Bye-bye. You as well.